produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
And today we're going to talk to Brother Samuel Nevels. Brother Samuel Nevels has been born-again believer since 1982. He received his license to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in 1987 and was at Calvary Baptist Church. It was at Calvary Baptist Church he learned and experienced the beauty of God's holy presence, which changed his life and renewed his appreciation for the Word of God, and was released to help other ministries, aiding them in outreach, prayer walks, evangelizing, prayer breakfasts, feeding the hungry and clothing those in need, building relationships, making disciples of Christ, and baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He currently is a faithful minister and elder at the Addison Street Community Church in Buffalo, New York, where Pastor Ted Howard presides, a pastor after God's own heart, where the word is preached and taught for growth and maturity in Christ Jesus. Samuel says the parishioners of Edison Street Community Church are his family, who he loves. And today we're going to talk about hearing God's voice and following him. Hearing and following the voice of God. Let's get him on the line. Good morning, Brother Sam.
Good morning.
Hey, God bless you. This is Sister Susan from Divine Inspiration Time of Encouragement. How are you today, sir?
I am blessed, thanking Jesus just to be alive one more day.
Amen. Amen. I agree. I want to thank you so much for taking our call today, and we're just going to get right into it. We are talking about hearing and following the voice of God. Just wanted to know, how did you receive Christ? I understand you've been a born-again believer for quite a while, since 1982?
Yes. And I had a cousin who was very persistent. He kept coming to me, asking to come to a revival for 3 days in a row. I kept telling him I was going to come.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't come. On the last day, I came, but my reason for coming was just to get him off my back.
Mm.
But while I was there, the minister was preaching. Before I knew it, I was up and receiving the Lord Jesus in my heart. And that was the day, you know, that I was in Christ.
Yeah, I understand what you mean. I think I had that invitation too a number of times, and the only reason I went was because she just would not stop asking me to go, and I finally told her, okay.
Right.
and been going ever since.
It was a setup. So I'm convinced. It don't matter, you know, what your motive is. If you can get there, he can save you.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, tell me, what ministries are you working on right now, currently?
At the moment, I'm with Edison Baptist Church, and I'm serving with the ministry of van driving, you know, making mm-hmm. sure the elderly and others can get to the ministry and to the church. Mm-hmm. Also serving in prayer and the speaking of the word of the Lord. Mm-hmm. I'm learning now about the sound system. There's a new adventure for me right now. We have a new sound system. So I'm also, you know, helping out in that area to learn. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's other ministries, you know, in the body of Christ that I'm also connected with who do outreach ministry. They go and let me out to the street and they feed, you know, those who are disadvantaged. They clothe those who need clothing. Then, of course, just your, you know, relationship that you have established over the years with other leaders. That we support one another, men's ministry, and then we have home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounds like a lot. That's a long list. But I know you're out there and you're getting it done. You're right there face-to-face, toe-to-toe with the people.
Right.
And so today, we're going to be talking about hearing and following the voice of God. I'm sure you have to be able to do that in order to perform the ministries that you do. So share with us, how do you hear from God or the Spirit of God?
Well, now it's so much easier than it was in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now I posture myself first with humility. I have to just recognize that I do need guidance. I do need instruction. So, you know, I come with a posture to receive, a posture to realize that he has the answer. And so I posture my mind and heart to be open mm-hmm. so that my will is not fighting against his will. You know, I ask these Romans 12:1-2 that says, present your bodies as a living sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Holy and acceptable unto God. So I posture myself there. I try to make sure the less distractions as possible so that I can concentrate, and as I'm reading and praying, I can hear from the word of the Lord what he's saying out of that word for me for that day.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, good prayer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was the next question I was going to ask you, if you had a scripture that kind of makes it clear that he does still speak to us and lead us in our day-to-day lives. Some people don't feel that God really can speak to us, or they think that he's such a great God that he would not speak to us. So what do you say about that? Do you have a scripture that will cover letting them know that he does still speak to us today?
There is a scripture, as is in John 16. If I could read it, it would start from the 13th verse. Says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take up what is mine and declare it to you. And so it is by way of the Holy Spirit who dwells within us, and it confirms that, you know, he wants to have a relationship with us, you know, mm-hmm. Just a dialogue where I speak, but if I wait with expectancy, he'll speak back to me and give me some understanding of truth and what he desired for that day.
Wow, that's excellent. that's spot on. So what do you think a person needs to do to get close enough to the Lord to be able to hear from him?
I think with this day and time, with so much that's trying to compete with your attention, your mind, and distractions, you first have to make a commitment that you want to set some time away and purposely have less distractions as possible. Remove your phone or cut your phone off and begin to, with wholeheartedness, just your desire to want to know him. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says, you know, if you seek him with all your heart, he will be found by you, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's the heart posture that also correlates with your actions, that I'm positioning myself so that I can hear. And of course it says, you know, without faith, you know, there's no way we can please God anyway. So we have to come believing that we're expecting to hear and to receive.
Mm-hmm. Right. Amen. So it's just some people that I believe that the saints sometimes overthink it, or they try to figure God out intellectually and just don't understand why they haven't heard the voice of God, or why haven't they received instructions. What would you say about that?
You know, that's kind of a wide question, because one thing I would say first is I would want to make sure that there's no unconfessed sins. I've confessed all my sins before the Lord. That I have no unforgiveness in my heart. You know, because those are some subtle things that also can hinder our relationship, you know, from hearing. After that, I would just say, be patient with you. Be patient. Don't allow yourself to be overwhelmed with anxiety, because he says if you diligently seek him,
wow,
he will be found. He's a rewarder of them who diligently seek him. So that's his promise. He wants us to have a relationship. And he says, my sheep hear my voice. So sometimes it could be that something that may be blocking could be something that he said that we did not do.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So I want to check our sin level, you know.
Mm-hmm. So it's possible that God has already been speaking, and we may have just missed some. We may have not been close enough to get that instruction.
Yes, a lot of times that could be that he's been speaking, or we just could have ignored it, because some things are, you know, we have to have a will in the matter, mm-hmm. and so. If I choose not to do what the last thing he said, and then I'm still expecting him to speak on forward, and I haven't done the last thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But ultimately, you know, God says when we confess our sin, he's faithful to forgive us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, you know, and watch it, and we're restored in this right position that we can hear again.
Mm. Amen.
You know, and just to say a little bit more, because it says that as a husband and wife, for instance, that if a husband is causing his wife in a negative way and treating her badly, mm-hmm. then his prayers will be hindered.
Mm-hmm.
So God is really, really on target with our relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes people even put their relationship before God, or I should say their relationship with people before their relationship with God.
Yes. Very much so. And the Lord being one who desires, and he really is one that we should reverence first and have as a priority, especially after knowing that he's the one that loved you, and he's the one that died for you, and he's the one that rose for you to give you eternal life. You know, out of that revelation of his love, it should draw our heart to want him to be first.
Mm-hmm.
And he will be. I do know, as you mentioned that, because I'm sure we all have experienced when we have put other people first.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, in the beginning of my relationship with the Lord, and quickly found out that anything that you put before him will not last.
Amen. Amen. The scripture also says that God is a jealous God.
He's a jealous God, absolutely. And it's not out of he's being malicious, it's that he has given us a commandment to love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Right? And
right.
Love your neighbor, love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And he helps us in prioritizing.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we prioritize him to be first, then everything else comes into his divine order.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't make other people a God or even ourselves a God.
Right. Amen. He says that we shouldn't put anyone or anything before him.
Right. Exactly. And I found liberty in that and freedom, you know, because again, in truth, you know, coming into Christ, you know, I had not realized how many idols was in my life.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people don't recognize some things in their life as idols. They don't think of it that way.
Right, exactly. And it was the grace, goodness of the Lord, you know, and him drawing me to want to know him. And I said, Lord, I want to love you with all my heart, but teach me.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing he began to teach me was to show me what I did idolize.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to confess them, renounce them, forsake them, and trust him. And the freedom that I received was amazing because some of the things that we have, we think we have, but it has you.
Right.
But the freedom to have a relationship with God being first and a relationship with things that he wants to use it for his glory, mm-hmm. and not use it for identity because he's our identity.
Mm-hmm. So that's excellent. That's excellent. I think a lot of people don't realize some things that they have in their lives are actually gods or idols, other idols. And they just don't see it that way until you hold it up next to the light of the gospel, the light of the scripture.
Yes.
And he says that you should put no man before him, and he will give nobody or no other entity his glory, or he won't share that with anybody.
With nobody, nobody. And that's unfortunately the area where Jesus comes to liberate and frees us from, because it says, you know, if my gospel be hid, it's hid from those who have been blinded by Satan,
mm-hmm.
with the lust of flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Those things, you know, that have captured our soul, and Jesus comes to liberate our soul and restore our soul from the captivity of those things,
mm-hmm.
and we can be free in the Lord to now use things rather than things using us.
Absolutely. And a lot of people, lives will change, I believe, once they realize that statement.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
And so that's what they could do to get closer to the Lord and be able to hear from him for themselves. Because I know some other religions, you're not even allowed to open the scriptures yourself. You have to only hear it across the pulpit from the preacher or the teacher.
Yes, yes. What was interesting to me, because the Lord would relate to me based on not only the word of the scriptures, but through the natural relationships that I have had.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, he made it really, you know, plain and clear. It's like, when I desired someone and that I've met and I really want to know them,
mm-hmm.
regardless of what I had already planned, I would position myself, change my plans so that I could meet that person, get to know and spend time with that person, and that's no different.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, there's something that we have within us that what we want.
Huh.
And we honest, we know we will go after it.
Absolutely. And you'll make a way. Like they say, you'll make it happen.
Absolutely. And so, you know, one time, you know, the Lord shared with me his word when he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you, right?
Right.
And I could hear the response of the Lord saying to me, quit playing because I know you'll seek. Because I wasn't giving him my all. Because
mm-hmm.
the Lord truly knows when I'm really giving my all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, be right, Lord, be right. You deserve it all.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was Miles Monroe that once said that the proof of desire is in the pursuit.
In the pursuit, absolutely. Yes.
Wow.
And
well, praise God. And thank you so much for sharing with us today, Brother Samuel Nevels. God bless you. We do appreciate your time and your wisdom. And I just pray and ask that God would just continue to anoint you and bless you and send you out and use you to be the inspiration to the Western New York area that you've been all these years, since 1982. God bless you for that.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Amen. So is there anything else you want to leave with the people to help them to hear and follow the voice of God?
I think that would be all, is just to continue to seek as Jesus, because he continually says, look unto Jesus. He's the author. He's the finisher. No matter what situations come in your life, circumstances come in your life, God sent one, and he's the only one, and he will be the one that will bring you closer and closer into that intimacy with God the Father. So don't get weary in well-doing.
Amen.
So thank you for this opportunity. And love you much.
Amen. God bless you, brother dear. Stay strong. Keep looking up.
God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.